Thank you. We have reached audience participation. This is your opportunity to speak to the assembly. You can sign up in the back. We do have a sign-up sheet, and if anybody else wishes to speak, we'll... So we have Holly Sheldon Lee. And just state your name for the record, please, and 3 minutes.
My name is Holly Sheldon Lee. I'm from Talkeetna. I've been there about 50 years. I object to the certifying of the results of ballot measure B1. Talkeetna's broken sewer system affects everyone in our town, not only the residents whose voter registration addresses are in the sewer area. This vote is a prime example of taxation without representation. Those of us who own businesses and land and work every day in the sewer area, pay the water sewer bills and borough taxes there, were not allowed to vote. The vote is not accurate because of the way you tailored it, so only a certain population could vote. And it was wrought with difficulty and confusion. The only reason that folks voted for this tax is because they're scared of getting the hepatitis or the cancer that is running rampant in Talkeetna and taking out our loved ones. They do not realize that they don't receive our property taxes back from our area, not to mention the $1 million annually that comes to our businesses in the bed tax that is rigged for the Lower Valley. Plan a new sewer system for Talkeetna downriver from town, not upriver, and use our $5 million in taxes, property taxes annually to take care of us instead of keeping the money for your port and your ferry flop. Your decisions lately have been selfish and have hurt us. Each of you is writing your own history. We all will remember you by name and by how you've treated us.
Well, that's the end of our sign-up sheet. Would you like to speak 3 minutes, please come on forward and state your name for the record, and you'll have 3 minutes. Any subject you wish. Well, not any subject.
Thank you. My name is Colby Coombs. I live in Talkeetna, Alaska. Sorry, I missed the sign-up. I've been living there for 30 years. I'm a member of the Water and Sewer Board. I care about Talkeetna's water and sewer system, and I supported the tax. But I do believe that my business was overlooked. I have a mountain guiding business in Talkeetna, and the cost of climbing Denali these days is around $9,000, and I'm concerned that there's no cap on this. Because my competitors, none of them have to pay a sales tax. Their services aren't taxed in the states that they're from. So I'm worried about not being competitive. And I know Randall is concerned about this too, but I just wanted to make sure that you're aware that I'm really concerned, because it would add $270 to our tuition. And I feel strongly about disclosing that. And we all, the concessions on Denali, because it's so regulated by Park Service, the margins are pretty small, and we all end up basically charging the same. So I'm just concerned about a cap. I would like to see, ideally, I'd like to see a cap at $500. It seems like the major contributors are lodging and food, and that would sort of fall underneath what you would end up spending, but any sort of cap would be appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate the comments, especially the thoughtful ones. Anybody else wishes to speak? Audience participation? Now's your time. Okay, if not, we're going to close audience participation at this time. We're going to go to our Our item of business, we only have one. Madam Clerk, would you please introduce the canvas board?
I will, Mr. Mayor. As the Assembly may already know, Geraldine Keeling retired, so we do have a new chair for the canvas board, and that is Barb Fernandez. She's sitting right here, if I can get you to wave. And then we have Janice Ben Dixon, Shirley Mills, Teresa Thompson, and Ginger Sweeney. They did a great job for us this year.
Job's not over, by the way.
It isn't over. And if I can get Barb to come up here and give the canvas board report, please.
Hi. Good evening, Mayor and Assembly members. On election day, 3,050 ballots were cast at the polls. The voter turnout was 9%. The election, there were 595 absentee and question ballots processed by the canvas board. There were 447 full counts, 0 partial counts, and 90 no counts. The ballots that were no counts were voters lacking signatures, witnesses, new voters, voted out of precinct, and had moved. 19 precincts were closed due to the no area-wide issues on the ballot, with remaining 22 precincts having a school board or an assembly race, and Talkeetna had only a service area proposition on the ballot. This may account for the low voter turnout. We had to add 4 more count codes for all of the different scenarios that came up in the election due to the nature of the ballots. After the ballot accountability reports, also known as the BARs, were reviewed, a few corrections were made. The reports were perfect. The precincts did well this year. And that's all I have. Is there any question?
Any questions, some members? Assemblymember McKee?
I'm sorry. You say the voter turnout was 9%?
Yes, sir.
When is the last time we purged the voter rolls?
I have.
Madam Clerk, go ahead, please.
Assemblymember McKee, that is done through the state of Alaska, so I don't know when the last time they have purged the voter rolls.
Since statehood,
I hope?
I can't answer that. I know they do put voters as a purged for at least a year or two before they get rid of them out of the system, and they try to contact them before they purge them, but when they do it, I do not know.
Okay. It's just that 9% is so pathetic.
Well, okay. Assemblymember Culligan?
Yeah,
purge is quite a word, too, by the way.
I wanted to jump in and thank you all. You know, I'll start with the clerk's office and staff and all of the volunteers and then all of you on the canvas board. We take for granted at this table sometimes how smoothly things run because of all the training and preparation and all the hard work you do as volunteers. And I'd just like to give my complete congratulations and admiration for you guys and all the hard work. And every year we go through this, and statewide there's been different issues and like, but here locally, we've made great strides, and Lonnie with the training and all the other stuff for the volunteers, I know what a level of effort is, but thank you all very much. Very much appreciate your work.
You're welcome.
Madam Clerk, go ahead, please.
Just to provide the Assembly with an update, I did send out an email earlier today that we got an election recount request for District 5. I was going to try to schedule that recount this week. It doesn't look like I'm going to be able to get that scheduled this week, so I'm looking at Monday. But as soon as I have that date pinned down, I will let the candidates and the Assembly know. In the recount request, Mr. Tu did ask for a hand count. However, I did tell him I plan to move forward counting with the AccuVote units. So just so the Assembly is aware of that also. And the certification results does have Assembly District 5 taken out of it.
Okay, thank you. Senator McKee?
I just have a question for the clerk. Now, he has asked for a hand recount. Do we have the, have, has the borough attorney's office said that we have the right to deny that and do a machine count?
Madam Clerk?
Assemblymember McKee, code allows the clerk to either do a hand count or designate a machine count for any of the counting for precincts.
Thank you.
Okay, so Culligan?
Yeah, I just want to comment. You know, it's his right to challenge that, but I think over many, many years, we don't live in Florida where we have problems of hanging Chad and all the other things that we've had historically of drama, but the AccuVote machines are very accurate, and I know our process, and it's historically, it's maybe made a change of one or two votes. I would encourage the petitioner to stop and participate in that process and observe all the work that's been done from the canvassing board, et cetera, and I think I know people from all over the place have participated in that, come to find out what a thorough process it is, and it's their right to show up and petition, but I think the AccuVote is probably much more accurate than hand counting, and appreciate you making that call.
Okay, with that, Assemblymember Beck, would you please move to certify the October 3rd, 2017 regular borough election?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to certify the election results for the October 3rd, 2017 regular borough election as presented by the Canvas Board, except for the Assembly District 5 race, as a recount has been filed.
I guess we move on to oath of office.
Is there any objection?
Any objection to certification?
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, Assemblymember Sykes?
I do have a point of information for the attorney.
Go ahead, please.
My question is in regards to the public testimony we heard about the sewer district in Talkeetna. If there were to be a cap put on this, is that possible to change by legislation later on?
Assemblymember Sykes, that's out of order at this point in time. Let's bring that up later. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, any objection to certification of the election, October 3rd, 2017? And we all know the exception, the one that's being recounted. No objection. Election is certified at this point in time. And we'll do, Madam Clerk, would you please move to swear in the newly elected officer?
Come on up, Mr. Leonard, if I can get you to stand right here.
Mr. Culligan, do you want to join him?
If I can get you to raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I, Ted J. Leonard.
Having
been duly elected.
To the office of.
To the office of.
The Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly.
Matanuska-Susitna Borough Assembly.
With the term beginning.
With the term beginning.
On October 23rd, 2017.
On October 23rd, 2017.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
The Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Code.
The Matanuska-Susitna Borough Code.
And that I will honestly.
That I will honestly,
faithfully,
and impartially, discharge my duties,
as assembly member,
to the best of my ability, so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk, and congratulations, Assemblymember Leonard. And that concludes our certification for the October 3rd election. So we'll take comments from staff and assembly. Let's start with our borough attorney's office. Okay, Mr. Moosey, Manager Moosey.
Yes, Mr. Leonard, congratulations. We're looking forward to working with you and really appreciate the skill set and experience you bring, especially in the economic development area.
Madam Clerk.
Just congratulations to Mr. Leonard, and we look forward to working with you and conducting the Assembly's business. Thank you.
Thank you. I just need to put on the record, too, Senator Doty arrived at 5:10, has been here most of the proceedings, so thank you for coming. And so let's start with comments from Assembly Doty, and we'll work our way here.
Well, I don't know that anybody can take the seat to my right and live up to what my colleague here has done over the many years, but I think he's got a contender here, and welcome aboard.
Let's, Senator McKee.
Welcome aboard. You still have time to resign, you know.
Was that you, Senator Sykes? You're up next.
Oh, yes. Well, I would just like to welcome Assemblymember Leonard wholeheartedly, and I look forward to talking with him and working with him because we've got a lot of work to do, and I appreciate his running for this public office.
Thank you. Assemblymember Kwalke?
Yeah, welcome aboard, Ted. Glad to have you on the team. And for just quickly on another topic, I am working on a solution for Mr. Combs' issue, and expect to be bringing that forward soon. Thank you.
Senator Mayfield?
Congratulations, Mr. Leonard, Assemblymember Leonard. So I look forward to working with you very closely as we navigate the perils that the borough has in front of us. So thank you.
Okay, I'll have the deputy mayor go first, and we'll save Senator Culligan for
thanks, Mr. Mayor. Welcome to the jungle. We're glad to have you, and we're looking forward to working with you.
Yes, thank you very much. Congratulations, Senator Leonard. And I tell you what, Senator Culligan, I will miss you a lot. It's been an absolute joy to work with you the last 6 years, and so I know your partying is going to be probably fun for you, a little bit more freedom in your business and with your family life, but we will miss you doing the borough's work, and it's been a pleasure. And we do have cake and ice cream and what else, coffee and things over there? Oh, I better let some more color than color.
So I'll take this opportunity again. I'll save some of my other discussion for our next meeting. I thought I was off the hook after 1 hour today, and Assembly Member Leonard was going to sit here. I forgot about that. He has to be in good health till 11:59 Sunday night. So, you know, with that being said, I think now again is to, Madam Clerk, is to thank you and your staff at this meeting, at all of the hard work that and all the unsung heroes that do all the hard work and volunteers and training that you and your staff do to make it seem so seamless. And ladies, I hope that you understand that we know the hard work that you put in as volunteers and very much appreciate that. And hopefully the community does as well. When it runs so smooth, it's hard to, and there's no drama, it's hard to understand it, how much work you guys actually do, but congratulations on that and the like. Ted Leonard, I've known for some time, and I will assure you that you're left in better hands of a more even-handed individual with some very good financial and economic development skills, and I feel with great comfort with Ted. He ran a great campaign, and his opponent was a nice lady as well, and I think it was an honest effort and a lot of hard work, but Ted, you were sworn in tonight and you'll be sworn at tomorrow, and I just wanted to, you know, thank you very much for taking the opportunity. You know, for all of you, it's been a blessing and sometimes not so great sitting at this table, and I've mentioned that before. Mayor, we've had some, you know, it's great to take credit for all of the ribbon cuttings and infrastructure and the like, and sometimes in dealing with some of the public's hard times and people that fall through the cracks locally, I think we've always done the right thing, and but it's, for me, it's always you know, I reflect back when I used to be a borough employee almost 30 years ago, and was a mapping nerd, and back then I hired high school interns that did all the digitizing of all the parcel base that you still use. And it was a great relationship, but it was a place where the borough was a was a place where we created jobs and not just, you know, government jobs, but we were training folks that became members of the community that have done a great job. And I reflect on the borough staff, and I very much appreciate everybody that sits at the back table quietly. And, you know, the public gets to come up and give their 3 minutes of telling you how you feel and how you think. Sometimes it's a little bit unjust, but I know I've matured and learned how to settle in a little bit and take with a grain of salt, take a deep breath. And I've come to appreciate Mr. Moosey, especially your calm demeanor sometimes, and not jump into the gun, and where sometimes in business I know I take look at the facts, make a quick decision, and move on. But there's times that doesn't, business practices aren't necessarily good public practices. And I'll leave the rest for later. But I did want to take this opportunity while the staff is here and the volunteers that ran the election. Very great job, and as a community, let's move ahead. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And I guess my biggest regret of working with you and some member Arvin was when we had that 80 acres we were purchasing for that shooting, that youth shooting range, and we had it funded and it didn't make it through. And I guess that's the only thing. But all the other issues on schools and roads and things seem like we're always together on those issues, and I always appreciate that. So congratulations, and I know we're in good hands with some of Leonard coming on board. So let's close out this meeting at, 5:26 or 24 p.m. And cake and cookies and ice cream.